Welcome to Central Moments again today. So good to be with you. If you're over 20 years old, you're probably already starting to figure out that it's easier to start well than to finish well. And if you're over 60 years old, you know that for a fact, that it's easier to start well than it is to finish well. We usually have youthful energy when we start. We have zeal, we have hope, we have optimism. And then the realities of what it takes to finish well kind of hit us in the face. And some of us are not finishing well. I know people who have had godly lives till they hit 63 years old, and then they started making compromising moral decisions, or started thinking the rules didn't apply to them anymore, or started to thinking, I can let up on my disciplines. I can kind of coast on all my achievements earlier in life. And they became sloppy spiritually, and they missed the moments of God's ongoing destiny for their lives. It is harder to finish well than it is to start well. That's why this prayer of Paul in Philippians chapter 1 means so much to me. He says in verse 3 to this church that he actually started in the city of Philippi. He said, I thank my God every time I remember you. I hope you thank God when you remember your church. He said, I thank my God every time I remember you. And I hope you pray for your church as well, because in all my prayers for you, I always pray with joy. And he says, I pray with joy because you have been partners in the gospel from the first day until now, from the day you heard about Jesus and your heart was responding to him. You started so well. You started out in partnership with the gospel, and you have continued in partnership with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means you continue to trust him, that you become a part of a community of faith, you have been sharing Christ with the world, you've been involved in missions, you've been in partnership with the gospel this far, I mean from the first day. So you started well until now. But the question is, what about the future? And I love this, because Paul then says, I am confident, not I'm a little unsure, or if you guys really don't keep getting your act together, I worry about your future. No. He said, I am confident that you're going to finish well. Why? Because he's confident in God. He says, I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you, who helped you start well, that he will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Sometimes I wonder, Lord, these fears can haunt you. Lord, I've been doing fine so far, but oh, I hope I don't blow it. Oh, I hope I don't mess up someday in my life, Lord. And you know, there's no guarantees we won't make stupid decisions out of moments of rebellion against God. But you know what? Our confidence can be not in us, but our confidence, like Paul, is in he who began a good work in you, the Jesus who saved you. We can be confident in him that he will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That's the day that Jesus comes again. And my God, I want to finish well. I want you to finish well. Well, my confidence, to be honest, isn't in you. My confidence isn't in me. My confidence is in a God who is able to help us to finish well. He is able to finish what he has started in our lives. In the next chapter, in Colossians, he will say that this God is able to make us both willing and able to do his good will. That's covering every base. He'll help us at the motivational level. As we stay close to him, he can keep our motives right. He can keep us willing to want to serve God, where sometimes our hearts don't want to anymore. And he is not only able to make us willing, but he is able to make us able to serve him. He can give us the supernatural power it takes to actually follow through on our willingness and to do things for the kingdom of God until our race is done. He is able to complete what he started. He who is able to make us willing and able. Oh God, we thank you for that today. Thank you for your ability to finish what you've started in our lives. If we need to start with Jesus, let it start today. But for those of us who started Jesus sometime before today, we thank you, Lord, that you've been faithful to us so far. And our confidence is in you, that you're going to help us finish well for the glory of God. For the sake of people who love us and are counting on us, you're going to help us finish well. My God, our confidence is in you. Make us willing today in new ways to stay true to you. Make us able to serve you today by supernatural power, we pray, and we thank you for it. Finish what you've started, we pray in us, in Jesus' name. Amen.